Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Of course, the news has broken overnight that the legendary heavyweight boxer George Foreman has died at the age of 76. And I'm joined now by another sporting legend, former football manager, player and boxing fan, Roddy Collins. Morning, Roddy.
Morning, Brendan.
A sad day, Roddy, for boxing fans. You remember Foreman in his prime, I'd say. Do you just put into context what a legend he was?
Well, if you can look at the record of a man who fought over, oh, I think he fought over 80 times, right? And to lose only 5 times, and I would say bona fide 3 of them, to take a 10-year break to become a preacher and to come back and regain a heavyweight title at 45... that, in my opinion, in any sport, Brendan, or any walk of life, is iconic. And to do it with grace and dignity and humility, you know, for the sport we have now, boxing doesn't compare to back then. And the people he was in amongst. Like, there's boxers there back in the heavyweight division that clean up the division now who just fought for world titles. There was a cohort of maybe Floyd, O'Malley, Frazier, Norton, and Ellis, and Young who beat him. You know, he was just iconic to me from... like, when you say sad, Brendan, right? I'm sad because it's an era back in my happy time as a kid watching boxing. Like, Elvis, you get a phone call. Ali, you get a phone call. You've seen the demise of Muhammad Ali, so you didn't expect. But this morning when I got the call, it's one of those calls where, oh, Jesus, you know, and especially at 70... odd years of age. And I don't know if it's an old one, Brendan, but I got a video sent to me last week of him hitting the heavy bag with the hold up and I'm going, oh, brilliant, isn't it great to see a man, you know, still with a bit of energy and that. But look, an absolute iconic in my world of boxing and when it was real. When boxing was real, Brendan.
Really, yeah. They don't make him like that anymore, no, Roddy.
No, they weren't. I mean, you look at the history and where he came from and he come up through the hard school in Knox and you know, and done what he'd done. And the sad thing for me, when he was alive, everyone remembered Ali and Foreman, you know, the rumble in the jungle. But that didn't define George Foreman to me. That was the greatness of Ali. George Foreman was a fantastic, had all the attributes and proved that when he took a 10-year sabbatical, come back and adopted his style to benefit his attributes, which was his punch. I spoke to Jerry Cooney, who he beat for a world title. He was up in our gym at the Celtic Warrior gym there not so long ago. And
Where's Jerry Cooney from?
Jerry Cooney's an Irish American. He's the Great White Hope.
Yeah.
And he fought George Foreman for a world title, and George Foreman knocked him out in the second round. But Jerry came up to our gym. He's doing a tour of Ireland, and you could ask him questions that you didn't feel were impertinent. And I just said to him, Jerry, can I ask you a question? What was it like in the ring with Foreman? I've never been hit so hard, and I've never hit a man so hard. So he had all the attributes: heavy shot, great chin, but IQ, Brendan. He was a very clever, intelligent man.
Okay.
And then later on, you know, to see him with the George Foreman, and I have one here on the worktop, by the way. It's going right into retirement.
Really?
Yeah. I have the George Foreman.
Toasties mainly, is it? I think they all settled into being toasted sandwich makers in people's houses at a certain point, didn't they?
Now, that's what the Camaros were. We're a bit lazy. We throw everything onto a pudding, rasher, sausage, the law.
Right.
Law goes on. We call it the Georgie, you know. But look, all joking aside, yeah, absolute legend of the sport and very, very, very disappointed and sad to see him go so young.
And listen, you were a fairly handy boxer yourself, but then obviously you went down the footballing route. But of course, your brother Steve was a professional boxer. Was it when you were, was it through Steve that you met George Foreman?
Yeah. Well, so Steve, then I met them all, Ali, Foreman, LaMotta, the whole lot of them. We were in New York. Steve was boxing on an undercard, and I think there was some Hall of Fame presentation or whatever it was. And we were in the foyer of the hotel next to a big commotion. There's the big man, George Foreman. And in these situations, Benny, you don't go charging over and introducing yourself. You wait around, and he was so receptive. You know, we over my brother's boxing, brilliant. You're from Ireland, Ryan's daughter, he said. That's Ryan's daughter, you know, and stuff like that. And then I remember, the one thing I remember, obviously, was his hands were absolutely gigantic and his smile. He had a lovely smile. And then, to me, he was touching about 6'4". And I looked at him, but in my mind, he was about 6'10". I don't know why. And he had a pair of shoulders on him, the width of a door opening, you know. And he was just gentle. And you think to yourself, how, God, how can this man be such a beast in a box? But that is the nature of boxers in the older times, not the modern day ones.
That's it, that's yeah. Boxing. So we think of them now as, like, you know, a lot of fighters of various kinds these days are these aggressive guys. They bring that aggression outside the ring and there's all that kind of, you know, masculinity to it and everything. He was gentle, was he?
He was gentle, he was humble, he was friendly. You know, he was like, I can't explain. I was in awe of him, obviously. However, that was broken down by him, but he smiled, but putting his hand out to shake my hand and everyone else's hand. I didn't get a private audience, you know. But it was just something that sticks with you. I've had breakfast with Jake LaMotta, and I wouldn't have breakfast with him tomorrow if you paid me.
Really?
Different. Oh, terrible man to be in his company. He was mad. Absolutely the most aggressive person on the planet. But that was his style in life. Yeah. And the boxing, hence the Raging Bull film. That was him. But Ali, twice, he was a showman. Coulthard's always done tricks and had a crack and talked about Ireland. He was a different kettle of fish. You know, and then, you know, Sonny Liston. You meet, not Sonny Liston, Ray Robertson and that. What's his name? Anyway, the heavyweight. But you get to meet all these people that you know. But George Foreman, Muhammad Ali, and, you know, just iconic. And I'm looking, I'm just saying there, I'm looking at the fridge and my father and all his brothers, all boxers, and it was their era. And we were brought up to watch this on television.
Yeah.
You know, and or to listen to
the radio.
Like,
you remember as a kid the Rumble in the Jungle?
100%. Oh, 100% I remember it. And I feared for Ali before the fight because this was a man that could knock a wall down. And I'm thinking Ali's timing and his defence and to see what happened there. But I don't want to remember George Foreman for that.
Okay.
I don't. Because, like, all the fights, and the thing about it is, all the fights he had, over 80 professional fights as a heavyweight with a 10-year sabbatical is unbelievable. But when you look at the amount of rounds, he knocked most people out. You know, it wasn't an average fight of 10 rounds. He was knocking people out. So it showed the power. But also, Brendan, you have to have power. You have to have a good chin at that level. But you have to have superior intelligence. And the only question mark on his intelligence was the Ali fight, which I would choose to forget in a day like this, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, look, I brought it up more to remember those big occasions and what the show was then compared to the shows people put on now, but I take your point entirely. So listen, Ní Bheaga Leheadh Ón Arís, I think is what you're saying. So George Foreman, RIP. Roddy Collins, thank you very much for those warm memories.
Thank you, Brandon. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.